BBC News with Neil Nunes. Donald Trump appears to have set a later deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Writing on social media, he set 8 p.m. East Coast time on Tuesday for the Iranians to comply. Otherwise, he said the U.S. would bomb Iran's bridges and power plants. Tehran has described President Trump's ultimatums as nonsense, issuing its own threats and saying the strait would remain blocked until Iran receives payment of war reparations. A spokesperson for the Iranian Foreign Ministry, Ismail Baghaei, condemned Washington's threats.
These threats are simply an indication of a criminal mindset, because threatening to attack a country's critical infrastructure, energy sector, it would mean that you want to put at risk the whole population. And this is nothing less than war crimes and crimes against humanity.
Israel's prime minister has praised the United States for rescuing an American airman whose plane was shot down over southern Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu described the operation as incredible. President Trump said the missing colonel was found deep inside the mountains. The Israeli military have carried out a series of strikes on Sunday on the Lebanese capital, Beirut. State media reported 3 deaths in the eastern suburbs. 7 people were also reported killed in a village in southern Lebanon. Our correspondent Daniel Desimone is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli military's chief of staff this evening said Israel will retain control over a swathe of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah's threat had been removed. This builds on comments from the Israeli defense minister earlier in the week, which said that Israel will retain control, will therefore occupy a large area of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is no longer a threat. The Israeli military's chief of staff tonight saying that area has become a kill zone for Hezbollah operatives.
On the 5th day of their space mission, the 4 astronauts on board NASA's Artemis II are preparing to enter the moon's sphere of influence, where lunar gravitational pull on the Orion spacecraft becomes stronger than the Earth's. They're scheduled to fly around the far side of the moon on Monday. At a NASA update, the lead science officer, Kelsey Young, explained what lies ahead.
What tomorrow will look like is a roughly 5-hour period where the crew will be observing the illuminated surface of the moon. About an hour later, we have this really unique opportunity to observe an eclipse from the vantage point of Orion. They'll also be able to take pictures of several planets that will be visible in view. They'll also be able to look for potential Earthshine effects, which is literally the illuminated Earth shedding glow onto the near side of the moon.
World News from the BBC. Nigeria's army says it's rescued 31 civilians who were taken hostage during an attack on a church in northern Kaduna State. In a social media post, the military said 5 people were found dead at the scene. It said the worshippers had been abducted during an Easter service by attackers it called terrorists. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have issued a new decree ordering a review of what they described as foreign terminologies used across government institutions. They said all agencies must provide appropriate equivalents for the terms and reflect Islamic and Afghan values. The Hungarian Prime Minister's rival in next Sunday's general election has accused him of panic-mongering by claiming to thwart a bomb plot. The opposition leader, Peter Modja, says he believes Viktor Orban was looking for an excuse to postpone or cancel the vote. Earlier, Mr. Orban said explosives had been found near a pipeline that carries Russian gas into Hungary from neighboring Serbia. The drinks giant Diageo has joined Pepsi in withdrawing its sponsorship of a British music festival that has booked Kanye West. Diageo's brands Johnny Walker Whiskey and Captain Morgan Rum had been listed as partners of the festival. West is due to headline the Wireless Festival in London in July. Zoe O'Brien has more details.
The main sponsor of the Wireless Festival withdrew from its long-standing partnership in the face of fierce criticism. The pressure on Pepsi to act began to build after Kanye West was announced as the headliner for the event, which is held in Finsbury Park in North London. The rapper, who had 3 UK number ones in his heyday, last year declared himself a Nazi and retracted an apology he'd made for previous anti-Semitic posts on social media. In January, he said he was sorry and blamed a bipolar episode.
That's the latest BBC World News.